Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I confess to being somewhat confused about the Roman Catholic Church's position on homosexuality in recent years. And I'll explain what I mean. On the one hand, we have the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Now, this is basically a compendium of the Church's official teaching on everything from God to labor relations, to sexuality, to economics, to theology, you name it, is included. And within the Catechism, very clear, it says homosexuality refers to relations between men or women who experience an exclusive or predominant sexual attraction towards persons of the same sex. It says then, basing itself on sacred scripture, which presents homosexual acts as acts of grave depravity, tradition has always declared that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered. They are contrary to the natural law. They close the sexual act to the gift of life. Under no circumstances can they be approved. So that seems pretty clear. There, you cannot accept homosexual relations in the church. But on the other hand, you have a series of seemingly ambiguous statements from the Pope himself, Pope Francis, over the years, which seem to throw a different light on this and suggest perhaps a different teaching. Speaking about gay people in 2013, Pope Francis says, and I quote, "The key is for the church to welcome, not exclude, and show mercy, not condemnation." He said, "If a person is gay and seeks God and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" In America, the leading LGBT magazine, The Advocate, named him Person of the Year in 2019. So he was seen as kind of breaking the past and moving on to new progressive, perhaps a more liberal position on homosexuality. That's kind of the impression I got. Whether or not the media, where I got that impression from, has been true and faithful to the Pope is another matter. And I've been reading a bit about the papacy and the Pope recently, particularly this book, which is called Wounded Shepherd, Pope Francis and His Struggle to Convert the Catholic Church by Austin Ivory. And he is an Oxford academic. He is a British journalist, author, and an expert on Catholic affairs. He often speaks on BBC and Sky and other networks. And he is a Roman Catholic. And what's interesting about this book is that he had personal interviews with Pope Francis, and seems to have a surprisingly insightful knowledge of the Pope Francis' agenda, what he's about, why he says the things he does, his personality, his background, his history, and so on. And the book is recommended quite highly on the back. And his view is that the Pope is not liberal in the usual sense of the word on the subject. He's not seeking to change church teaching. And I actually interacted with the author on, I forget it was Twitter or Facebook, and I said to him, because I wasn't sure, is the Pope angling to water down and liberalize the church's teaching on sexual morality and homosexuality in particular? And he said, no. And he's based that on his own knowledge of Pope Francis. So we have these two conflicting impressions. The world has that. The world saw him as a great crusader for gay people, and who am I to judge, and welcome, you know, come into the church and all that. And yet, on the other hand, the church is quite strict on its teaching on sexual morality. So, and an insider, an expert, is clear that he's not changing. So why am I making this video? Well, something happened just yesterday, which really shocked me and quite surprised me, actually. There's a press release issued by the Vatican itself to explain a papal approval of a document issued by the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, which basically stated, and I'll read a bit of it here, if I can find the English translation of the text. It stated very clearly its view on the matter. Now, this text issued by the Vatican yesterday was officially approved of by Pope Francis himself a couple of days ago. So this is the Pope Francis' own view and the view of the Church. And it's crystal clear. And I'll just read a bit of it to you. The statement was actually issued in response to some questions that had been put to the Vatican concerning proposals for the blessings of unions between gay people. In other words, can the Church bless same-sex unions? Not marriage as such, but analogous to marriage, similar and parallel, but not marriage itself. And so the Vatican decides to issue an answer to this in the name of the Pope. And I'll just read a few bits and pieces of it because it's quite detailed and it's in Vatican language. So it's a bit sort of arguably a bit wooden, perhaps. It says it is not licit to impart a blessing on relationships or partnerships, even stable, that involve sexual activity outside of marriage. Now, licit means permissible, lawful. So the Vatican saying it is not permissible or lawful for the Church to impart a blessing on these relationships that involve sexual activity outside of marriage. And then it defines that. It says outside the indissoluble union of a man and a woman, open in itself to the transmission of life. And then it goes on to say that the presence of in such relationships, which are in them, the presence in such relationships of positive elements, which are in themselves to be valued and appreciated, cannot justify these relationships and render them legitimate objects of a Church blessing, since the positive elements exist within the context of a union not ordered to the Creator's plan, end quote. So to put this in slightly different language, they're saying that even though relationships outside of marriage, say between a man and a woman who have a one-night stand and then they decide to live together, they're not married, there may be positive elements in that relationship. So say that they're, you know, they're loyal to each other and they care for each other if they fall sick, or and you know that they there is some goodness in the relationship. That in itself, the Vatican says, cannot justify these relationships and render them legitimate objects of Church blessings. So no, that doesn't justify them, because they are not ordered to the Creator's plan. Now, what is the Creator's plan? Well, I happen to know, because I've read the whole document, that it refers to the Creator's plan as outlined in Genesis, the book of Genesis, the beginning of the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament. It talks about God creating Adam and Eve, so that they may love each other, a union together, they may produce children. And this is God's plan for humanity, that a man and a woman should be married. And no other arrangement is created and endorsed and for humanity than that original creation plan. So however positive there may be individual elements to people who are cohabiting or living in sin, as we used to call it, they are not ordered to the Creator's plan. He didn't intend for people just to shack up and have one night stands and to sleep with each other and live with each other. No, there has to be a man and woman must leave their parents. They must live together in a formal union, which is called marriage. And unless that formal union exists, blessed by the Church, then it is contrary to the Creator's plan. Of course, homosexual acts in this understanding cannot give life, in terms of have children, and they do not have that physical complementarity, by which the Church means that the physical bodies of men and women are designed in God's plan to fit together and produce life. So there's the union and the procreation are key to the Church's understanding of God's plan for our species. So it goes on to say, what else does it say? There are there are absolutely no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be in any way similar or even remotely analogous to God's plan for marriage and family. So there are no grounds at all, he says, for seeing them as in any way gay unions, in any way similar or parallel to, or even approaching, however remotely, marriage as such that God has ordained between a man and a woman. So the reason I mention this is that I found it absolutely shocking in a way, because it is so absolutely clear. There's no ambiguity in it. And it's just as clear cut as the Catechism. And this text, which I've read a bit out, is endorsed by the Pope, no less, in an open session at the Vatican. So here we have the Pope clearly affirming the teaching of the Church. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised. Is the Pope a Catholic, as we say? But the Church has and is coming under huge pressure, particularly from the West, in the media, in education institutions, from various governments and all sorts of non-governmental organizations to change its teaching on whatever happens to be the current Western zeitgeist, the spirit of the age. And on this issue, it's under intense pressure to change its teaching and to permit homosexual acts to be blessed by the Church. And of course, the Church now has drawn a line under the sand, or Pope Francis has again, and said no. I just find that a little bit surprising given his previous, to me, ambiguous statements in the past. So I just wanted to share that with you. Of course, all religions, Islam particularly, are coming under intense pressure to change the teaching on grounds which have nothing to do with revelation, the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet, but are arguments based solely on secular considerations, secular values, never is there appeal made to God, who in Islam is someone one submits to and accepts the command of God, even if one doesn't understand it or even like it, one submits to it. And so Islam, in a sense, is its spiritual DNA is well placed to survive the onslaught on its values that we have been currently seeing from the West, both militarily, of course, through multiple invasions of Muslim countries, but also in terms of the hegemony, the cultural dominance over Muslim countries through the media, through Hollywood, the United Nations, which is dominated by the West, of course. So both the Catholic Church and Islam are coming under the same pressure. The Pope has drawn the line. I'm genuinely surprised. And Islam, of course, remains firmly behind its own convictions. And there we are. So I just wanted to share that little bit of news, and we'll see what happens in the future. Till next time.